you know, the typical Ford Crown Victoria that we were using was getting 8 to 10 miles per gallon. And as fuel was escalating at that point, you know, the costs are going up. Well, the police and the Prius are getting 40, 42 miles per gallon. So when you quadrupled your gas mileage and cutting your gas cost by 75%, in essence, that's a significant savings. And at that time, the purchase of the vehicle was even less expensive than the Ford Crown Victoria.
Bill, what about the pushback from within the transportation department? Mechanics, you don't have trained mechanics to work on these vehicles. You're going to have to, I don't know, maybe get new equipment in the shop. Did you have to overcome some barriers as far as just taking care of the Prius?
There was nothing significant that we needed to do in-house. Yeah, we did get some training for our mechanics, but we've done that with any of the model types that have come in. So it's just instead of training on your typical gasoline sedan, we now had some training on a hybrid. The mechanics here, because we'd had the experience with the older model and saw how much fewer time it spent in the shop compared to some of the other cars, that it was actually a bonus for the mechanics because it was one less thing that they had to work on all the time. We have not had things go wrong with the Toyota Prius as much as we were with the Ford Crown Vic. You know, it was like every week there'd be some little thing that would be wrong. We'd have to be working on the Ford. Well, that's not happening with the Toyotas. Now, even now, we've been running a Prius as a police car since 04. Even that oldest model, we're not having anything significantly out of the ordinary that is causing the car to be down for any great lengths of time. It's, you know, 95% of what we've had to do was just traditional, normal preventive maintenance.
Do they work out all right in the wintertime there?
They have been. Even, like, you know, we've had a fair amount of snow already this December, and we haven't had any particular issues. I have a Prius of my own, my personal vehicle. And I drive it all year round, don't have any troubles in the snow. I love driving mine. My two daughters, who are 18 and 20, love driving my Prius. You know, I guess you can tell from my voice that I'm really sold on the idea of a hybrid car.
Well, besides the fact that you have trouble prying it out of your daughter's hands, is there a downside to the Prius that you've seen as either a fleet or personal vehicle yet?
We've been ahead of the curve of a lot of folks by having them here for 5+ years now, and we really haven't found a huge downside yet at all. The biggest downside to this point has been the availability. You know, we placed an order for 13 of them here in May, and I took delivery of the first one yesterday.
The Prius sometimes is there's a waiting list for them.
Yeah, and the same thing. We have some hybrid escapes ordered, and it's been just as long. So, and I realize it's the availability of the hybrid battery is the narrow part of the pipeline for those.
Has the battery proven to be anything of a maintenance challenge at all, or a replacement challenge, or anything like
that?
We
have not had to touch one yet.
Not even in the 04?
No, not in the 03 either.